tested our pride, where we learned how to use our own hands. Now I feel this urge deep inside to go test what was once so unknown, to see what I have that sets me aside from the rest, to live off of the land. Listen how I began to hold a brother's hand away from all the gears that turn the world and drive the land. Out here it's the stars in the sky that help tell me where I really am. And out here it's the wind through the trees that helps calm me and steady my hand. Year by day I will pave my own way to a life that is free from the man. I don't need anyone telling me what to do. I can live off of the land, find somewhere to be free and listen how I began to hold a brother's hand. The sin, how I began to hold the brother's hand away from all the gears and turn the world and drive the land, to live off of the land. Find somewhere to be free of the sin, how I began to hold the brother's hand away from all the gears and turn the world and drive the land. Away from all the gears to turn the world and drive the land. Away from all the gears to turn the world and drive the land.
That's Thunder Bay's Green Bank with Live Off the Land from their latest album. It's entitled Money Machine. And there are special guests in the Folk Roots Radio studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're up in our showcase room, which is entitled The Folking Cat's Meow. We're putting it on with Michel Fortier from Michel Fortier Publicity. And Green Bank are going to be playing for us again this evening. They're going to play live in the studio very shortly, but they'll be playing in the showcase room for us. Now, if you've not been to a folk music conference, it's kind of like a folk festival on steroids. Basically, everything is sped up, so maybe there's a bit of speed in there as well, but the sets are reduced to about 20 minutes. People play a lot. They play in different rooms late at night. Hotel rooms become little venues. There is official showcases that take place throughout the days, as well as workshops. Basically, it's a huge networking opportunity. It's a chance for each band to share the music they've been playing. And, you know, and hopefully there's a little bit of a dating opportunity in there as well. It's also, I've called it speed dating on music, because the opportunity for festivals and venue presenters to look at people that they may like to bring to their town or bring to their festival. It's great to have the guys from Green Bank in the studio with us. I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves because I still haven't quite worked out who's who.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us, Jan. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Jean-Paul.
Now, is that the trio? Because I also have a couple more names down here as well, so I'm a little confused whether it's a quintet or a trio with five people in it.
That's probably the best description.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. You never really know what you're going to get, and neither do we.
Typically, Jimmy and I do most of the planning and organizing. And recently we've had John Paul with us, who's an amazing artist. He's been filling in the third part harmony, which is very important to us. But when we bring a more rockin' live show, then we also have a bass and drummer with us.
And for the comforts, are you playing as a four-piece, five-piece?
This weekend we're playing as a five-piece.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty exciting. And again, if you were, I suppose it would become a logistical issue, right? If you were playing at a festival close to home, you would be a five-piece. If you're playing perhaps across the other side of the country, maybe it would be a three-piece or a duo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It kind of depends on the situation and, you know, form to fit.
So tell us a little bit about your music. How did you get started together?
Craig and I, we both moved up to Thunder Bay for the music school there, and that's where we met.
Yeah, immediately I didn't like him, so we decided to start some kind of project where we'd live together pretty much and just really push the boundaries of our own relationship.
And how many years ago was that?
I think we're going on 10 years in Thunder Bay now that we've lived there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Originally, I'm from Oshawa.
I'm from Belleville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many albums have you made?
We've just got the one full length.
Okay.
We had a couple demos before that, you know, just kind of getting the wheels turning. And then we put out Money Machine last July, and that was our first kind of real, let's make a proper album and, you know, get out there and do it. And actually, we just finished recording and mixing the single for a new album that's going to come out this spring, and we just got the master back from it on Friday morning. So as soon as we get back from FMO, we're back in the studio finishing the rest of that album.
And what is the name of that single going to be?
That one's called Can't Get My Mind Off of You.
Okay, so that's something that, when will that see the light of day?
Very soon. We're wrapping up a tour right now. We did this really cool house concert tour with Home Roots all around Manitoba, and then some club dates around Ontario leading up to this conference. And we were hoping to have the single out prior to the tour to kind of, you know, promote them hand in hand. But such is life, and things don't always get wrapped up in time the way you need them to. But it's done now, and we're going to be firing it around.
Well, we have some musical instruments with us in the studio today. How about we play something live?
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What are you going to play for us?
I guess the first song we'll do is from Money Machine. It's called Far Away, and it's kind of a goodbye song. Got this feeling that we're going down, 'cause all good things must come to an end. We've been riding this ride for far too long. The seas are growing dark and the sky is getting black. Down we go again to a place where the sea and the sky keep turning, and far away, my friend, along the road as you keep on learning. I can see it in the way the leaves are falling to the street. There is something in the air and in the faces that I meet.
There's a cold breeze creeping in and it's chasing out the heat. I can feel it in the way the room is turning. Down we go again to a place where the sea and the sky keep turning. And far away, my friend, along the road as you keep on learning. Place where the sea and the sky keep turning. And far away, my friend, along the road as you keep on learning. Along the road as you keep on learning.
That's Greenbank live for Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference with a song entitled Far Away from the Money Machine album, which was that a 2015, 2016
yeah.
album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful harmonies.
Thank you.
It's interesting you say we've been together 10 years and then it sounds to me that you've just kind of finally got the right groove together as far as the band's concerned.
Yeah,
I'd agree to that.
Yeah, well, we met about, I guess, 10 years ago when we moved up to Thunder Bay, but we didn't start writing together and playing together until about four years ago. You know, it takes a little while to kind of get traction and find your niche and your groove. And John Paul joined up with us about 7-8 months ago now, and things have kind of been falling into place since then.
So tell us about the songwriting. How does that work?
It's funny you bring that up. I was just talking about that upstairs with somebody, and it's kind of a mixed bag with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of one of those things where you chase the muse wherever you can find it. There's no set pattern. Sometimes Craig will have a fully formed song, and he's like, I wrote this song. This is the song. And then, you know, you go with it. And other times it'll be, I've got this idea. What do you think? And then you'll vamp on it. And a few months ago in the spring, Craig and I were doing a duo tour. And we were in a hotel in Timmins just kind of hanging out before the show. And we just said, let's write a song. Let's push ourselves. And we set a stopwatch. We're going to write this song in 20 minutes. And so we did.
And I think that was the first time we had really actively, you know, wrote a song, sat down to write a song together and pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and it just went back and forth and we like kept an eye on the clock and we've been playing it ever since. I think we played it that night.
But that doesn't often happen. I mean, sometimes sit there for 24 hours.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of whenever you feel the spark, you got to grab it. You know, it's like bottling lightning sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play another song live. What are you going to play for us?
This one's called The Long Ride to Nowhere. It's I think the third track from Money Machine, and it's a bit of our heavy political material.
Thank you.
blurry room and a frosted window. The snow falls slow as a soft white blanket covers the ground. The clouds hang low as the hours pass by, and I slowly stumble through another sleepless night. The wheels turn and the heart it burns to trade these frozen highways for the warmness of the hearth. Another day, another dream gone by, just drifting away along this stormy sea called life. On a long ride to nowhere, we're barely rolling on four wheels, and getting no help from nowhere. But it means everything to me. Long ago, in a simpler time, maybe we'd have found a way to keep this sinking ship afloat.
Or resurrected from the depths like the rising sun at dawn.
Now it's just more mileage ticking along another sleepless night. We'll drive her into the ground, we will. We'll keep those factory fires burning and the money machines churning. Black gold drawn thick from the valleys and the plains. Just cold cash currency along this stormy sea called life. On a long ride to nowhere, we're barely rolling on four wheels. Getting no help from nowhere, but it means everything to me. Nowhere, we're barely rolling on four wheels, and getting no help from nowhere, but it means everything to me. It means everything.
That's Green Bank with The Long Ride to Nowhere from their album Money Machine. And that song, I think, was one that you... Did you write that because you were on the Blue Dot Tour with David Suzuki, or was it something that came out of that?
It was definitely a response to that. We did the Blue Dot evening with them, and we talked with David and the team and everything, and it was one of those really inspirational nights, and you go home kind of reflecting. You're like, wow, I just met all these people who spend so much of their time devoted to things not directly related to themselves. And it kind of makes you reflect on what you're doing with your own music and with your own life, and where you, what you're writing about, what you're doing, you know, if you're writing about your relationships and problems that you're having, you know, it's all kind of self-centered in its own way. And we wanted to write something that was maybe directed toward what was going on in Canada at the time and going on with our industry and our all that kind of stuff.
Can you explain what the Blue Dot Tour was, just for people who are not familiar?
It was a tour that the David Suzuki Foundation was doing around Canada and I think a little bit into the States, but don't quote me on that, in support of clean drinking water as a fundamental right for everybody.
Yeah, and David Suzuki is an absolutely fabulous, fabulous speaker. I mean, I would say it's very hard for people to actually go and hear David Suzuki without coming away feeling changed, or at least questioning some of the assumptions that we make about the lives we lead.
Yeah, 100%. So inspirational. And they were so kind, just letting us, you know, fanboy out. took pictures with them and asked them questions and stuff.
You know, I got to say, I love the harmonies.
Thank you.
I mean, it really was a wow for me. And you guys must be great on a festival stage.
Oh,
absolutely. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I would book you if I could. Not today, anyway. Let's get a third song in. We're actually going to, I think, dip back with the next song. Is that right?
That's right. This one was on our first, we'll call it, first EP, Into the Wind. And it's just a song about the ship going down and the emotions on board.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah. Well, we're based in Thunder Bay and right on the top of Lake Superior there. And a good friend of ours, his camp we always go to and we'll hang out. And I guess it's his grandfather's camp. He's got this big poster, this framed picture of all these shipwrecks in the bay.
Yeah.
I kind of feel guilty for using the depressing word, but is there anything, any hope in this at all?
No.
No.
Much like most of Green Banks.
Yeah. No, it's even in a minor key. But it pulls on the heartstrings a lot. It makes you think. It's a song that when it's over, you kind of go, oh, right.
All souls on board, and with no SOS, what laid her down is any man's guess. What laid her down is any man's guess. As the waves broke through, the captain firm behind the wheel, he had dreamed that this could happen, but never knew how it would feel. And he thought about his crew, and he thought about his wife, as the waters claimed the ship took his life. She was the fastest in the fleet, and her competitors would just retreat. And now the trophies we hold, but we her body have sold. As the waves broke through, captain firm behind the wheel, he had dreamed that this could happen, but never knew how it would feel. And he thought about his crew, and he thought about his wife, as the waters claimed the ship took his life. As the waters claimed the ship took his life. So when the gales are blowing, I beg you, set aside your pride, for I have seen the force of nature, and from its wrath you cannot hide. It takes a lot of good decisions to keep a sailing man alive. So take the rest you need in safer water. Take the rest you need in safer water. As the waves broke through, the captain firm behind the wheel. He had dreamed that this could happen, but never knew how it would feel. And he thought about his crew, and he thought about his wife. As the waters claimed the ship, took his life. As the waters
That's Green Bank with the Captain on Folk Roots Radio today. We're actually at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're having a live session, a chat about their music. They come from Thunder Bay, and I kind of feel guilty because I used the wow word already because I really wanted, maybe it's double wow. The harmonies there were fabulous. I imagine in a live show, that's probably one of those songs that really... I don't know. I would think the audience must go wild when they hear that at the end, do they?
There's like that pause that happens. And it's always kind of fun for us because it kind of cuts right out at the end there, you know, and people are kind of waiting for something to happen next. Like, oh, that's the end.
That's how fast it happens.
Well, yeah. And that was kind of an intentionally written to...
It caught me out.
Yeah.
And because it's such a... heavy song lyrically, then it's one of those things that people often don't respond. Applause doesn't start for a good number of seconds afterwards because people are just kind of caught off guard by, oh, I guess that is the end of the Captain.
Yeah, a great song. I'm so pleased that you guys have come through to talk to us today. If people want to learn more about Green Bank, how can they do that?
Well, you can check us out on our website at greenbankband.com. And we're on Facebook as Green Bank Band and Instagram as Green Bank Band and Twitter and all that fun stuff too. And we've got a whole bunch of the new songs. We've got some live videos up on YouTube floating around too.
That's great. We're going to finish with one more song from the album. What are we going to play?
This is the title track from the album. It's I guess we got a bit of flack when we first released the album because if your first album is called Money Machine. There's some assumptions that may happen.
It's a little forward, but it's actually a sarcastic title about all the money we've never made.
Oh.
So, there you
go. We should all write an album like that. This is Green Bank with Money Machine, the title track from their latest album. It's been great having you guys join us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Still waiting on the day. Yes, I'll wait and wait machine. Keep it down in the basement where it doesn't get seen. I've got a money machine.